Cash flow is number one. If you want a sustainable business that can actually pay the bills for you to where you can actually quit your job, cash flow is number one.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Hello, welcome back to Pillars of Wealth Creation. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer, and excited to have you here. So, hey, I want to talk to you about real estate investing. Imagine that, real estate investing. I never talk about that, but here's the deal. I want to talk about how you can actually create a career as a real estate investor. So here's the thing is, a lot of people think that real estate investing, and so there's a couple different ways to go about real estate investing. If you want to go and quit your job and be a real estate investor, you can do it many ways, right? But there's two main ways, and one is to be active and the other is to be passive. If you want to be passive, that's, you know, simply you're investing in syndications, you are buying notes, you are investing in maybe debt funds, things like that. And maybe you're doing a little bit of semi-active and you're investing in like a triple net lease, think like Walgreens, that type of stuff. But passive investing is where a lot of people like dream about. They're like, oh, I want to retire eventually. I want to have a bunch of real estate that's going to pay the bills. And they're thinking passive. And that's great. And that's the route you should go, is be very passive, right? Then there's the active ones. The route that I took and that I'm still on is the active real estate investor. And so I am building a company, building a business. I'm buying the real estate. And that's what I want to focus on. And quite frankly, even the passive side relates to what I'm going to be talking about. And the number one thing that you need to do and you need to focus on as a real estate investor, again, this is passive and active, is cash flow. Cash flow is number one. If you want a sustainable business that can actually pay the bills for you to where you can actually quit your job, cash flow is number one. You need to build a baseline of income. And so think about what your expenses are and think about what your future expenses are and where you want your lifestyle to be, and come up with that number of cash flow. Maybe it's 100,000, maybe it's 200,000, maybe it's 500,000. I don't know how you live your life, but you need to come up with that baseline number that you say, okay, this is where I need to get to. Okay. So this conversation or this thought here came up with, I was interviewing Mandy McAllister, and this, quite frankly, this episode is going to come out before Mandy's episode. So make sure that you look for Mandy's episode coming out in probably like 4 or 5 weeks. Super awesome episode. She has a ton of energy, really good attitude, really enjoyed the episode. But what she was talking about is she, and I, this happens to me all the time. I talk with people that are syndicating deals, that have their, whatever, their active real estate participant, and they're maybe flipping houses, they're syndicating deals, they're doing whatever. And they say, I only have to do X amount of deals per year. In her case, the person she was talking to said, I got to do 4 deals a year. That's all I have to do, is I syndicate 4 deals. I get my acquisition fees. You know, we get some distributions, blah, blah, blah. We got to do 4 deals per year. And where her mind goes and where my mind goes is, wait a second now. 4 deals a year is great if the market's doing what we want it to do. But if the market doesn't do what we want it to do, 4 deals a year maybe doesn't happen. And what happens if I can't do 4 deals a year? Then I got to go back and get my job or find a new job or whatever it is, because I can't pay the bills. Or worse yet is I force deals through. right? As a syndicator, I'm forcing these deals through. So I'm bringing my investors crappy deals. My underwriting is, you know, yeah, we can make things up and get people excited. And we're just going to push these deals through. And we've got these crappy deals. Look, it's easy enough to mess up with deals that you think are good and truly think they're good and you're excited about. And it's easy for things to happen for those deals to go south. The worst thing you can do is get deals that you're just not excited about, right? That you're like, you know, I wouldn't do this, but I got to get this deal done because I got to get my four. So I'm going to do this deal. Hopefully a better deal comes up next time, right? That is a recipe for disaster. That's where we get in these deals. And I think a lot of people were doing these types of deals. A lot of people were saying, I got to get the next deal done. I got to get the next deal done. I got to grow my business. I got to continue to get that because I need that money in the door to pay the bills that, you know, we get my job. And so I got to continue, right? That's a dangerous place to be. And that's where you don't want to ever be. So the focus is cash flow. Okay. I'm okay with flipping properties. I'm okay with, any strategy in real estate, quite frankly. Like they're all good. They all work. But if you don't have that baseline, you have no business quitting your job. And maybe you're saying, well, I've got a bunch of money set aside. Well, then you have a baseline, right? If you have a bunch of money set aside, you can live for a couple of years, then you have a baseline. But again, be careful because I don't want you to push deals through that don't make sense, especially if you're taking other people's money. Like I said, it's easy enough to get deals you're excited about and then things do go wrong. And it's terrible if you got deals that you have to push through. Things change quickly and we've seen it, right? So we saw that. So if you had that mindset and you quit your job and you're doing these four deals, I got to get these four deals done a year. And then interest rates skyrocket faster, farther, the higher than anybody ever thought possible. The expenses are going up. Insurance costs skyrocket, you know, property taxes skyrocket, payroll skyrockets, all those things. And all of a sudden rents were going up, you know, 10, 20%. And all of a sudden rents start going up by 0% or negative. A lot of these markets, right, are negative 3, 5, 6%. So things happen. And all of a sudden we got all these things coming together at the same time. And you're going, crap, I can't make these deals work. The sellers, they don't want to take less for their properties than what they have to. So they're holding on tight. And I can't pencil deals out. So now I got to go back and get a job. And I've seen that happen. I've actually seen quite a few people that were in the industry. They're no longer in the industry because they didn't mind their bottom line. They didn't pay attention to building, as Mandy said, build that floor of income. So build your floor of income through cash flow. Understand where you need to be at in order to then do a different strategy if you want to, syndicate deals if you want to, but build that income level. And that's something that I've done. I purchased a lot throughout the years, single family homes, duplexes, small apartment buildings, and I've grown a floor of income. So now when things aren't going as well as planned, if I can't find new deals, do I have a lot of income coming in that I'm super thrilled about? No, it's not as exciting as if I'm doing deals. Certainly, I'm not growing my wealth. So I could sit on my hands right now and do nothing. I could watch the market play out, which we kind of, quite frankly, we really are. We're underwriting deals. We're trying to get deals. We're making offers, but nothing's penciling out. Nothing's making sense for us to actually move forward on. We seem like we're 10 to 20% off. So we're not actually doing deals. So we kind of are sitting around waiting for the market. Now, again, we're not waiting. We're working the leads and we're talking about potentially different asset classes and we're looking at what do we continue to do. But that's just because we want to grow, and that's the type of person I am. I don't want to just do nothing. But at the same time, I have the ability to not have to get deals done. And that is the position you want to put yourself into. I have the ability to where I can live off the cash flow that I've got from my single families, my duplexes, and all of my real estate. I can take that real estate, that cash flow, and go, okay, we're good. We can still pay the bills with all of this. Are we going to save up a ton of extra money this year? Are we going to, you know, be able to have a bunch of investable capital by the end of the year? No, we're not going to be, you know, sitting here swimming in money, but and wondering what to do with it, but we're paying the bills and we're okay. And again, that's where you want to be. So it's exciting to buy deals. It's exciting to sell deals. It's exciting to go through that cycle. It certainly is, but figure out ways that you can hold on to the real estate that you buy. The best strategy, in my opinion, I love doing this, is to buy a property. We just did this on a syndication, and most people doing syndications aren't even thinking about this mindset. But my mindset on syndications is we're going to buy a property. We're going to renovate it. We're going to do our thing to it because we're always doing a value add. But then we're going to analyze, what does it look like to sell this asset? What does it look like to hold this asset? And on this case, and the property we just did, we ended up buying it. We did our full renovation. We got a great valuation for it. And it made so much sense to refinance this property. Actually, we put a supplemental on it. But basically, refi, we cashed out all of our investors. They got all of their principal back. And now we're just holding this property, and we're going to continue to hold this property for, I don't know, for many years. Maybe an offer comes by that we can't refuse. We will look at selling it, certainly. But at this point in time, this is a long-term hold, and we're just going to continue to cash flow the property, continue to enjoy those proceeds instead of selling it, needing to find the next property, paying the taxes on it, likely, unless we can 1031 exchange it, which is can be difficult. So that is a syndication strategy I love. And here's the deal. How many investors do you think are going to complain that they got all their money back and are still getting distributions? None, right? And nobody's complaining that they invested $100,000, they got all $100,000 back. And guess what? They're still getting cash flow. They're still making money on that deal. And they still have equity, future equity for whenever it does sell in the future. Like they're not upset. They're okay with that. And you may not be able to tell the sexy story of we bought and sold this building. We made this great IRR return to our investors, all that kind of stuff. But I don't care. Like the deal that we did, not to try to toot my own horn, I'm trying to make a point, but the deal that we did is way better, in my opinion. My investors are going to enjoy the cash flow. They've got their capital back. They're going to enjoy this cash flow. They've already enjoyed it for 4.5 years. They're going to enjoy it for another, you know, 5 years, whatever it might be. And they've got their capital back. And eventually they're going to enjoy the profits of a sale, where other investors are in and out of these deals in 12, 18, 24 months. And they maybe put their money in and they got their money back out, but they got to pay their taxes. They got to find the next deal, all that kind of stuff. And look, it's just, in my opinion, not at nearly as good of a deal. It looks good for the syndicator. In my opinion, for the investor, it doesn't look good. So anyways, that was like a total side tangent. That's not what my main topic was today. Sometimes I get a little distracted. That's okay. But understand your strategy and understand how the strategy that you're going about in real estate can provide good, solid cash flow for you and your family so you don't have to continue to force deals across the table. And so you can sit back when times are bad in real estate. And sometimes when times are bad in real estate, that's a good thing, but that's okay. But you don't have to worry about, am I going to do a deal this year? And if I don't do the deal this year, what am I going to do? Like, how can I pay the bills? That's where you want to get to. Whether you're passive or you're active, you're running a business on the active side, treat it like a business and get the cash flow going. That's all I got for today. You have a fantastic rest of the day. Make every day a Saturday.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you being a loyal listener. Say, I would love to have you go on to our Facebook page and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Go on to iTunes or wherever you listen and give us a rating and review. Don't forget to subscribe. But your rating and review just helps us push this out to more and more people and continue to grow our audience and hopefully positively affect a ton of people out there that really need this and want this. So the other thing I've got for you is a free ebook on my website. So go on to VentureDProperties.com, VentureDProperties.com, and download our free ebook on real estate and on syndication. And I've got some data points in there, some really good stuff for you. So I'd love to have you take a look at that. It's free. I'm not expecting anything from it. And also, look, if you want some help in multifamily, want some help learning, growing, getting your business off the ground, I would love to talk to you about what it would look like to work with me potentially and see if that's a good fit. So you can go to coachwithdex.com and check that out, and we can definitely have a call. Thanks a lot for listening. You make it a fantastic rest of the day. I'll catch you on the next episode.